one of your key priorities for the session, getting a hearing this morning as we tape on Thursday on Senate Bill 457.
Yes, Senate Bill 457, that's the Transportation Roadway Improvement Act, also known as the TRIP Act, got a hearing in the Transportation Committee. And we had some good discussions. I think that everybody is moving in the same direction, that we want to fund our roads. We understand that's a priority of the people, and we're looking for the right way to do it. Now, the TRIP Act is a different way of doing it, but it's also a common sense approach, because we're basically taking the revenues that we already have and not asking for more sacrifice from the people. So I think it's going to continue to be a good discussion, but I'm optimistic today because we have taken the first step.
This is a bill, we've talked about this before, and part of the aspect, if I'm not mistaken, is take lettered routes to the counties?
Not all lettered routes, actually, just a fraction of the lettered routes. There was some confusion, I understand, in the hearing, because there's some concern that if you restore too many of the lettered routes to local control, there won't be the funds there to take care of them. That's just not the case. We're actually have identified non-federally aided miles, which are very remote miles that don't get a lot of traffic, that don't qualify for federal matching funds. So it makes it very difficult for MoDOT to manage those at the state level. So we're talking about restoring those miles back to local control, but the cost of maintaining those roads will be less than what we expect to see the cities and municipalities gain from their revenue sources currently in fuel tax dollars, vehicle sales tax, and license fees. So there's no burden here that we're going to be placing upon the local areas. They have the cash flows in place to take over as we vacate those roads, and I think it'll help make MoDOT more effective.
Another one of your measures, getting a hearing in the Education Committee.
My bill actually currently expands eligibility for statewide charter schools. Now, we just heard this morning that the House of Representatives did pass their own version of a charter school expansion, so that bill's actually going to be headed over here to the Senate. There's some more hurdles that we have to get over. We did hear charter schools in committee this week, so we had some outstanding testimony and discussion there. I'm optimistic that something's going to get done. What I don't know at this point is what the final product is going to look like. There's a lot of emotion surrounding this issue, of course, but I've been going back to two concepts when we talk about charter schools. One, the idea of choice for parents. The more choice parents have in the education of their kids, the better it is for them, and also competition. By opening up the education community to competition, I believe we're going to improve the outcomes for our kids. So these are both good things. I say that as a small business owner, and I'm looking forward to having that discussion.
Does the expansion of charter schools, would that provide more reason, for lack of a better word, for public schools to say, maybe this is a model we should follow?
I think so. And what we've seen, you know, just like in regular public schools, there's good charter schools and there's bad charter schools, some that perform and some don't. So we're trying to find the right balance between offering parents choice beyond the traditional public schools and making sure there's enough accountability in that program that our kids are certain that they're going to get a good education through the use of those public tax dollars. So I think that balance does exist, and I believe we'll find it here in the Senate.